Let's direct our attention now to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 27, which is found on page 34 of your Three Forms of Unity books. We're on the topic of baptism. And so this will be the last Lord's Day on the topic of baptism. And so please respond to the questions. Is then the outward washing with water itself the washing away of sins? No, for only the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit cleanse us from all sin. Why then does the Holy Spirit call baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins? God speaks thus with great cause, namely, not only to teach us thereby that just as the filthiness of the body is taken away by water, so our sins are taken away by the blood and Spirit of Christ. In token, he may assure us that we are as really washed from our sins spiritually as our bodies are washed with water. Are infants also to be baptized? Yes, for since they, as well as their parents, belong to the covenant and the people of God, and through the blood of Christ, both redemption from sin and the Holy Spirit, who works faith, are promised from them no less than to their parents. They are also, by baptism, as a sign of the covenant, to be engrafted into the Christian church, as distinguished from the children of unbelievers, as was done in the Old Testament by circumcision, in place of which in the New Testament, baptism is appointed. Congregation, one of the points we have been emphasizing about sacraments is that sacraments are about God using them to speak the gospel to us. They are visual gospel. They're visual gospels, right? Visual gospel. Meaning that it appeals to our senses, to our touch, to our taste, to our sight, what the gospel is, what the gospel does. And so our baptism proclaims that our identity is in Christ, not in our past. Baptism tells us that we have entered into a covenant relationship with God. Baptism tells us about the power of Christ's blood to cancel our sin. It shows us the power of the Holy Spirit to bring it into effect in our lives. But if it means all that, does the water itself have any power? When the water hits the head of that believer, that infant, does the water itself actually wash away their sins? And the catechism is quick to answer that, saying no. Let me put it to you this way. The sacraments don't add anything to the word. They confirm the preaching of the word. They don't add on to the word. The baptism confirms what the word of God says about the gospel. In other words, when the word is proclaimed to you, you get the whole Christ by faith. When you receive baptism, you also get the whole Christ proclaimed to you. Except that baptism doesn't create faith. The Word of God creates faith. That's the difference. Okay, so then, if that's the case, the water doesn't have any unique qualities, what does the water actually do? Well, primarily the water is meant to assure us of the effectiveness of Christ's blood based upon His promise to us. Not our promise to God. You see, in baptism, God is the one speaking. It's not us speaking to God. It's God speaking to us what He has promised us through the gospel. It's really important to understand this, when we explain why we baptize infants. Baptism is not about us making a pledge or a promise to God. Baptism is God making a promise to us. Just want to belabor that. And all of God's people receive the promise of the gospel. And children must be included as being a part of God's people. We don't baptize them, just to clarify, we don't baptize our infants because the water regenerates them. That would be a misuse of the sacrament. We don't baptize infants because of tradition. Oh, that's just what we've done for centuries. We baptize them because they belong to the covenant. And the reason why they belong to the covenant is because God has commanded us to make them belong to the covenant, and He has done this since Genesis, particularly Genesis 17 with Abraham. God made a promise to Abraham, an everlasting covenant, an unbreakable covenant. And not one time in the New Testament did Jesus or did the apostles say that that covenant that God made all that time ago has now stopped. If anything, the New Testament reaffirms the covenant of Abraham. In places like Colossians 2, in Colossians 2 where it tells us that where Paul reaffirms the Abrahamic covenant, but also gives us what's the change. If he could have said what the changes are in the new covenant right then and there, but he says the only change is not the covenant itself, but the sign of the covenant. No longer is it circumcision. Now it's baptism because of Christ, because of the fulfillment that Christ of what Christ has done. We don't shed blood anymore because Christ already did that. Water is the sign for those who belong to the new covenant, who have been washed and who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Nowhere in the New Testament is there any implications that children have been put out of the covenant. And Jesus says, "Let the children come to me." Paul addresses children in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, as being a part of the visible church, as being a part of the people of God. Now, yes, with respect to our Reformed Baptist brothers, and they are brothers, they're right in arguing and saying that there isn't an explicit verse that says children must be baptized. But the argument can also go the other way, right? Where is the verse that says children are no longer part of the covenant? They've been a part of the covenant for all these generations since Genesis. In the new covenant, why hasn't that been made clear that they are now out of the covenant? So we respectfully disagree with our Reformed Baptist brothers, and the conversation continues. But the scripture is clear that our children are indeed part of the assembly of believers. They are not to be treated like those who belong to the world. They belong to Christ. They are His children. And that's what our baptism says. They belong to God. They are part of the visible church. They are not children of the world. They need to be instructed. The promise of the gospel is for them just as much as it is for anyone else. They are blessed to be a part of God's community. And we as parents are to witness our children being baptized and look to the Lord's faithfulness as our confidence going forward. Because that's what sacraments do. The sacraments always make us look to God's faithfulness, not our own. Amen.